A very good welcome to you all. It's lovely to be back in studio. To all our SMEs really wanting to be listening to what Office 365 can bring you, I'm so excited about this session. I cannot wait to start. I'm Catherine Young. By now you know me very well. No introduction needed. But much more importantly is our guest in studio today, Damien. Welcome.
Hi, Catherine.
It's absolutely awesome to have you here. We're going to be learning a lot today. That's why I love these sessions so much. Introduce yourself to the SME audience.
Fantastic. So my name is Damien Nelson. I am part of the product team here at Microsoft South Africa, focused specifically around SMEs and education for us with our office strategy.
Fantastic. Tell me, it seems like you've really been in the reseller channel. You understand it well. It's always awesome as an SME to speak to other people who really understand what they do. Before Microsoft, where were you?
So I started off in distribution, where I was the product manager at one of the distribution houses locally in South Africa for Microsoft and some other products.
Right.
Then I joined one of our top tier LSPs as a account manager, working with SME customers and sorting out their agreements and all that kind of stuff. And about 4 years back, I then jumped into Microsoft and have taken over the product now.
Awesome. That's fantastic. So you understand SMEs. And I think that's really what we want to talk about today. So Office 365, as an SME myself, when I first heard it, and still today to some point, I wonder, what is it really?
So I think a good place for us to start is that Office 365 is not just Office in the cloud, or it's not just an Office client that runs on the desktop, but more a combination of both.
Yeah.
And specifically, what we can do for each business depends on what that business's needs are at that time. And what it really does is allows us to start at one point and then grow into the rest of the suite as we need it.
Right. So much more than just Office in the cloud.
Much more than just Word, Excel, PowerPoint in a web browser. Much, much more than
that. And honestly, you raise a good point, because many SMEs we engage with, they think it's just that, right? But we're eager to hear. We're eager to learn.
Fantastic. Okay. So I think this is a great place to start. For those looking at the screen now, you'll see that this is my home screen when I log into my portal. I use my email address and my password that my business has given me. And the first thing that I'm presented with is this very nice UI that allows me to search through all my recent documentation that I have. It gives me a list below of all those documents I might have been working on previously. But you'll see they've been grayed out, and we're going to go through each one of those one by one. But all the facilities and services that I have access to through Office 365 are there. So should we go through them?
Sure.
Fantastic. So the first set that you'll see are things like email, contacts, calendaring, and pretty much task management. And these are services that come into our Exchange Online service, where we have things like a 50 gig mailbox, the ability to share calendaring between people, the ability to book rooms as resources, and also advanced functionality, the ability to add things like an unlimited archive to that. So you have one place for all your mail whenever you need it.
Wow. So Damien, can I ask a question here? So if I am a small business owner and I currently have my own domain, right?
Yes.
So to start there, what do I do to get my domain linked to this to be able to access the mail calendar?
Okay. It's a very good question. So when you start an Office 365 experience the very first time, we give you a unique domain that you will have for yourself, which is on Microsoft.com.
Right.
In theory, you could use that moving forward if you didn't have your own domain. But what we do give you the ability to do is bring that domain that you own into Office 365.
Right.
You have to work with your partner, your DNS records, and all these wonderful technical terms.
Yeah.
But essentially, what we want to do is ensure that we can prove ownership of that domain for you.
Yeah.
You can bring it in, and so you can have your Damien at whatever your business is, .co, .za, or .com, or whatever it is that you need.
That is fabulous. So I can take my domain. Let's take thinkroom.co.za. And if I have Office 365, I can actually join the two.
Absolutely. You can bring that domain in, which means when you send email, it'll come from your ThinkRoom domain. When you share calendars, it'll be that ThinkRoom domain address. And when you log into Office 365, instead of having a username that means nothing to you, you can have your ThinkRoom at your case, or Microsoft in my case.
Fantastic. So that addresses mail, calendar, people, and tasks.
Absolutely.
And tasks you can share in between people?
So at the moment, what we're doing with tasks is you have the ability to allocate someone a task inside of your team or your business.
Yeah.
You can do things like 50% done or 75% done or whatever you want to do, but they are your tasks as a person. They're not a team task. We do that in a different way, which we'll get to in a little bit.
Fantastic. Yammer.
So what we found inside of a work environment is we want the ability to socialize. We want the ability to share information and collaborate in content and all these wonderful buzzwords that people say.
Yeah.
But what we don't have is the infrastructure to do that, right?
Right.
If we think about what email is really good for, email is around getting information and content from me to you and driving that kind of behavior.
Yes.
And what was missing was this social platform.
Right.
And so we introduced Yammer, which integrates and uses all that language that we use in our personal capabilities, things like hashtags and the ability to follow you and the ability to at someone to message them directly. And we bring that into a safe and secure environment for the business so that they can use this content portal as a way for them to say, share information, share ideas, but stay on top of everything without having to use email as a resource to do that.
So more immediate then.
Absolutely more immediate. And I think it really goes to kind of our society at the moment is very kind of instant gratification.
Yeah.
And what we have the ability to do with Yammer, for instance, is for me to post something to Yammer for you to see it and to respond and to like and to reply. And instead of having that email conversation that I send to you and then you're out of the office and so you only send back to me the next day, what it allows me to do is post it, you respond because you get the notifications on any mobile device that you have. And it's just, it feels more natural because that's really much, you know, the way we're interacting personally at the moment. And so we bring that into the work environment.
So currently, as a small business owner, we often use Skype to do some of that, Skype messaging.
Yes.
But what would be the benefits of rather doing it on Yammer?
So what Skype really is it's an instant messaging platform, right? So if I see you're green and available, I can post it through to you and then I can get a response back. It's very much very instant.
Yeah.
Whereas what Yammer is, it's a great knowledge-based portal. So you can have your groups and you can follow groups, and when people have new ideas or content, they can post it in there and you can get ideas. So instead of it's me and you, it's me and you and the rest of the business that we're involved in. So we have that one place that we know if we're looking for something, that's where we get a good
Love it. So it's also a repository of data, which you definitely don't have on Skype.
So a great use case of this is here at Microsoft, right? Everyone will know that Microsoft, we're about 120,000 employees.
Yes.
Which is a lot of knowledge throughout the business.
Right.
And sometimes you don't have all that knowledge yourself and you need to go out to the business and say, hey, can someone help me with that?
Yes.
So we have different groups for different things. We have an Office 365 group. We have an Xbox group because we're, you know, sometimes want to have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
You know, we have customer groups. We have all these wonderful things. And so I have the ability to go post a question to this group and say, hey, I've got this coming up. Can someone point me in the right direction?
Okay.
And it might be someone in another subsidiary. It might be someone in another country. Whatever it might be, gets the ability to give me that information back. But also at the same time, what we've done at Microsoft is we've created external networks, which is a, instead of internal just for Microsoft, a network where our partners can come in and share ideas and reach out to us for assistance. So it's great for both two-way kind of communication.
That is absolutely fabulous. That is, SMEs, that's absolutely fabulous. So this is actually like you can have your own discussion inside of your business and outside. Imagine, I'm thinking now there is currently a lot of talk about SME ecosystems and players in the ecosystem and getting them to work together rather than everyone going to do their own bit of finding funds or finding markets. So, I mean, this sounds like a fantastic collaboration tool for that. Okay, I get Yammer, OneDrive.
So in this modern age where we have now Office across things like PCs and phones and tablets, and I can have Word or Excel, PowerPoint on any of these devices, it doesn't make a lot of sense for my documents then to just to live in one place on my laptop or on my desktop or on the Z drive in the business.
Yes.
Because I need to be able to access them from wherever I am.
Right.
And so in the Office 365 service, what we have is that ability to say, hey, here is your My Document solution. We're going to call it OneDrive. And for you in the business, you're going to store everything that you have related to the business, proposals, documentation, whatever it is, in one central place.
Okay.
And that place is accessible from anywhere. So I can access it from my phone, my tablet, my desktop, my two-in-one, whatever it might be. But I have access to it through a web portal.
Mm.
And then on some devices, we even have the ability to sync that content down to that local device.
Mm.
So if I have a MacBook or I have a PC or I have anything that has a big enough hard drive, we can sync all that content down, which means then when I'm on a plane or I'm flying or I don't have internet connectivity, I still have access to all my documentation.
Okay.
I can still work. And then when I get back online, all that information and the changes then sync back up to the cloud.
Okay.
And so my documents are always in one and always synced together. But the best thing about that is we don't often just work alone. And so now I'm going to go and create a proposal. I'm going to go and create the presentation, but I want your input.
Yeah.
So with a simple button, I can right click, I can share it, and you can then have access to it. Okay. And you can make updates, you can change it. And when you're done and finished, I'll get a notification that says, hey, this has been updated, this has changed, are you happy, do you want to move ahead?
Right. That is fabulous. And I would also imagine things like SMEs often, as we know we do, we may have secondhand equipment and they crash. And it's not losing all that data because it's safely stored in the cloud.
That's an absolutely great point. It's one place, but you know you have that synced version of it in the cloud, which means if I lose my phone, lose my device, or it crashes, I can just simply go back, resync the folder, bring it back down, and all my documents were there at any time. Right. Another place is, let's say you're traveling, your laptop has died, you're at an airport, you can jump into an internet cafe, you can make those changes that you need to, and you don't have to be reliant on a particular device.
So you can get those proposals done on time if your battery's flat. I love that. I absolutely love that.
It's also, before we move on, 1 terabyte per user inside of that business.
Wow.
If you think about how much documentation that is, how many, if you want to go that way, MP3s and photos and all that wonderful stuff, storage is something that shouldn't be worrying an SME.
Yes.
You know, they have this opportunity. They might as well put it there. I think it's a great opportunity
that
for them to use.
That is absolutely fabulous. Okay, I've got mail, calendar, people and tasks. I understand Yammer. I understand OneDrive. SharePoint.
So, SharePoint is one of those animals that we have inside of Office 365, I like to call it. It is pretty much hands down the best product that we have inside of that stack. It does everything for us. When you log into office.com and get into Office 365, that is SharePoint. Right? That UI that you see has been designed by our developers and it makes a simple interface. But SharePoint is much more than that. It's a workflow engine.
Yeah.
It can be a customer-facing website.
Wow.
You can make intranets and team sites from it. It does document management. It does document workflows. It does approval engines. It really does all of this wonderful stuff. But what it does require is some thought behind it first. Plan that process out. Mm. What are we going to do? How is that going to look like? What is that going to happen? There is a saying inside of SharePoint that says, you know, if you start without a plan, you're going to end without SharePoint.
Sure.
And we want to make sure that, you know, when we're doing this, we understand what that journey in SharePoint is going to look like. So I urge all the SMEs to think about that plan first
before
thinking,
let's jump
in SharePoint and that's what we can do.
Yes.
But that SharePoint experience has the ability to do things like create a document library, attach metadata information to it, archive that information for as long as the business wants, lock it down so no one has access to it, even share externally with my customers and my partners to say, hey, here's that proposal I've written. Instead of sending a 40 meg proposal to you, I'm going to share your own team site as a customer and I'm going to create that. And in there, we can do things, we can do low level things like work management and task management and timelines and calendars. And so a great use case is creating that customer experience inside of your business where you know that if you're looking for something for a business, for a customer, that's the one location you get to go.
Yes.
I like to call it structured collaboration because
right.
we know we're working in this team.
Right.
We know we have to work together. So this is the experience.
And you can give access to external people to view
We can give access to external people, internal people. There are multiple sharing methods inside of SharePoint that we can use.
Okay, fabulous. I'm learning, David. I'm learning. Okay, Delve and Video.
So, we'll start here. When we built SharePoint, it became the central location for everything we do inside of Office 365.
Right.
Our mail client is presented through there. When you click on mail, it goes to the web app experience, which is presented through SharePoint. And then so we started to think about what else do we need to do inside of SharePoint? What is really important? And a great place to start is video. If we think about organizations and SMEs, they're often shooting content like this, right?
Yeah.
Where it's training videos or it's PR releases or it's product information videos. And they were unfortunately not given a space to put that unless they wanted to put it inside of something, a platform that was publicly available.
Right.
But then you worry about control and access and all those wonderful things. And so we created this video platform. And this video platform, once again, is internal.
Yeah.
It's managed by the business. It has the full analytics of everything that you possibly need. So you can see, my videos are 10 minutes long. People are dropping off after 7 minutes. We know there might be a problem that's going on there. We have the ability to embed those videos somewhere else, to share them externally, share them internally. So it really is just that nice video platform for the business. And then moving on to Delve, behind SharePoint sits a very special engine called the Office Graph.
Right.
And what the Office Graph does is it understands how people are working together inside of your organization.
Right.
So you and I are working together in this meeting right now, so it'll start to draw that little dotted line between you and I. everyone else that's in my team will start to draw dotted lines between everyone there.
Right.
And it'll start to build your office graph experience.
Wow.
Understanding where you fit in, how it works, you know, who you're connected to, what meetings are there, and to those meetings, what content is being created to that, and it starts to sprawl out and sprawl out and sprawl out. And then we started to develop programs and applications on top of that office graph.
Right.
One of those first ones was Delve. Essentially what Delve will do is it'll take that office graph and bring all the content together for you and in one simple view, which I feel looks very similar to something like Pinterest,
right,
will show you all that content that's been created by everyone you're connected to in one simple location that you can click on and view or share it with someone else or add it to your own board so at a later time you know you can simply go and reference that. It's really around bringing the content to you. I like to think about it as the difference between search and discovery.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
If I'm searching for something, I know what I'm looking for.
Yes.
I'm typing in keywords.
Yes.
But if I want to discover something, it needs to be presented to me
right.
without me having to go dig and look and find for
love it. Love that. So it tells you what you don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I absolutely love that. I didn't even know that a product like Delve existed. That's absolutely fantastic. Okay. And then these three I know, Word, Excel, and PowerPoint.
So these are our famous Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, which we've been using since 1988. Where the first ones were released. And very simply put, it's that client that everyone knows.
Mm.
But instead of running on the desktop as you can, it's running in the web browser.
Mm.
Which means when I'm accessing something through OneDrive on a PC that's not my own, instead of having to download it and then open it, I can simply click on it and it'll present itself in the web browser for me. I can view in there, I can edit in there, I can do everything that I need to do in that web browser experience, including share the document, update it, I can even print from that web browser experience. It's that full desktop experience, minus some things that we felt weren't really for the web browser. And what I mean for that is, the web browser experience is great for kind of content updates and managing the document through its life cycle.
Right.
I still firmly believe, and we firmly believe at Microsoft, that the desktop applications are the best way to do content creation.
Yes.
You know, if I want a PowerPoint presentation, I want to do it on that thick client I have on my device with that full UI.
Yeah.
But then if I'm traveling, I want to make one little update.
Sure.
Do I really need to be downloading that presentation again and making those changes? No, I simply log into my OneDrive, click on the presentation, it opens in the web browser, and I change the two three things that I need to change.
Got it. So let me check my understanding, right? And I'm techie, not savvy. So bear with me, please. So let me check my understanding. So when you get Office 365, when you download it the first time, the Word, PowerPoint, Excel goes onto your actual desktop.
Yes, it does.
Got it.
Okay.
Hey, so another light bulb went on.
So we have Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook on the desktop.
Got it.
And we still have the ability to do things like Word, Excel, PowerPoint in the web browser.
Got it. Fantastic. So you can actually, SMEs, access your documents, as Damien said, when you're on the move from anywhere. Maybe some limited functionality, but you can still get done with what you need to get done
Absolutely.
With. Okay, OneNote and Sway.
So I grouped these separately for one good reason, is I think everyone knows Word, Excel, and PowerPoint.
Yes.
But I think OneNote is very much my unsung hero inside of my office applications. There's a OneNote desktop app. There's the web app that we're talking about now. There's phone applications. It really is across the board.
Right.
And OneNote to me is the ultimate filing system, content placement area, note-taking tool. It really, really does everything that you would possibly want a note-taking tool to do. The way I think about OneNote is that virtual ring binder that we all carry around or that notebook that we write pen and paper on. And the problem with that is, I've gone through many of those in my career. You're right, you get that little binder that everyone gives you and you write your first notes and then you leave it somewhere else and you then grab another book and you bring it in.
I know.
and so you land up with 40 books about the same experience. Whereas in OneNote, what I have the ability to do is create that digitally, which means I'm never gonna lose it.
Mm.
I always have access to it. And then I can have a section per customer. So I can have my own section for that particular customer. And then I can create pages in each one of those sections for each engagement I'm having with that customer. I can then also take that OneNote and share it with you, which means next time you go and see the customer, you don't have to ask me what's going on. You can jump into those notes and see the last kind of conversations we had. A very interesting point of this is one of my smaller SMEs is a legal firm, and they've used OneNote as their matter management system throughout the whole business. They don't use any form of fancy line of business application. They've used OneNote. They've set it up with all the security and permissions that's responsible, and they've added pages where they needed to add pages. Each new page is a matter. They bring in all their email into that. They can do digital signatures in there.
Wow.
I mean, OneNote really, the capabilities are endless. It's about understanding how we're going to bring that and what the use case for that
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
And then lastly, Sway. Sway is the first new Office product, desktop application, that we've launched in 13 years.
Wow.
So it's a momentous occasion for us. And the easiest way to explain Sway is very simply. When we created Word, Excel, and PowerPoint all those years ago, we lived in a world that created documentation, printed documentation, and then binded documentation.
Yes.
But we don't live in that world at the moment, right? For instance, you know, this presentation or other presentations I've created never see the light of day, never get printed.
Yeah.
And so why do we sometimes still live in that mechanism?
Yeah.
And so we created Sway as a digital interaction platform that essentially allows you to bring in content like pictures and videos and tweets from social media, information from Facebook and pictures and all this wonderful stuff into this digital storyboard.
Right.
That depending on the device I'm accessing it from, will adapt everything to what feels natural on that device. So a good use case is, for instance, a phone. When I'm using my phone this way, the easiest way for me to do it is swipe up and down.
Right.
But when I'm using my device this way, left and right.
Yeah.
And so Sway is clever enough to understand how I'm holding my device and what device am I on to make sure that the way I'm interacting with that content is the most efficient way to do that.
So as you've been explaining that, I almost, when you said digital board, right? Content board.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is can I ask this? If I want to do a presentation on Sway, that means I have a digital content board, and depending on how I've set it up, it can take the user from here to there to here and get the message across.
So yes and no.
Okay.
What Sway's really good at is taking all the guesswork out of presentations away from you. Right? So what Sway works on is a card system.
Right.
So every time you bring in a picture, it's a new card. And then the tweet is a new card, the video, et cetera, et cetera. And then it takes the cards in the order and then visually creates that presentation for you in the flow that makes the most sense.
Wow. That is awesome. So we also have no more of the excuse of saying we don't have a designer at the office or can't get it done because we're not creative enough or whatever, right? Okay, projects.
So, no matter what business you are, whether you're big or small, there are some form of project management happening inside of the business. Whether it be a big line of business application that is managing risks and resources and all this wonderful stuff, or if it's someone who's sitting in a room by themselves with an Excel spreadsheet marking green and yellow checkboxes and all that wonderful stuff.
And red.
And red. Hopefully not too much red. So what we have with project is we take that capability and we bring it inside of the business to say, hey, you want to do that? Well, you've got Office 365. Let's give you the capabilities to do portfolio management in Office 365.
Okay.
So you can do resource pooling. You can do resource management. You can do skill shortage. You can do resource shortages. So essentially it gives you a nice view of all that project. You can do Gantt charts, timesheeting, all that wonderful stuff, one simple tool.
Fantastic. Planner.
So because project can be
heavy,
very heavy, right? And it sometimes doesn't make sense, often won't make sense if I'm two people inside of my organization.
Right.
So we have different versions of project, but then we thought we want to do something different.
Right.
And so project is project management, and then planner is work management, right? On a day-to-day basis, each one of us is being assigned tasks and doing work, and so we needed a way to do that. And that's what Planner gave us. Planner gave us a platform where we can create groups between each other, we can create different verticals to say, you know, venues or food or whatever, if I'm planning an event, and then I can associate a task with you in that, and then I can get all my wonderful little views of, okay, these are the tasks that are currently running, this is what's happening. Very simple project management that we're calling work management, because really is day-to-day work management engagement.
Right, and can Planner link with tasks?
Planner does use those tasks, and so that's how they start to be connected. So I can start understanding. We don't want multiple tasks engine because that starts to add some confusion. We'll use those tasks, but we'll bring them inside of Planner.
I'm learning a lot.
I'm glad.
That's awesome. CRM.
So I'm not a CRM specialist, but I always include this one here because it shows the capabilities of a service like Office 365.
Right.
One of our big bets inside of Microsoft is reinventing productivity, a business process.
Yes.
CRM is a big part of that business process portion. And what we have is the ability to bring those two services together, like Office 365 and CRM, And what we want to create is a single pane of glass, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
One view for your user. They're not having to go to this web URL for mail, this web URL for documents. So we bring it all into one location. We add a nice little CRM button there so people know that they're logging on, they can check their CRM data and access it.
And for those SMEs who are interested in CRM, there are a couple, there are a number of, I think, two or three modules that we've recorded on CRM. Make sure that you find out about that. Okay, so Power BI.
Yes.
That sounds powerful.
Power BI. So very simply put, Power BI gives us the abilities to put the business analytics, things like graphs and all those wonderful visuals that people are going to create, that you think you need a data science degree and all this wonderful stuff. Don't get me wrong, you do. There are some of those reports that are so difficult to understand that it really is, you know, glad there is someone else to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what Power BI does, it gives us the ability to empower pretty much anyone in the organization to use content that they already have, things like database or Excel, spreadsheets or whatever it might be, connect to those and create their own visualization dashboards, create their own experience that's unique to them.
Okay.
Because the most important thing about data is not what it looks like for the business,
but
what it looks like for me inside of that business.
Yeah.
And so Power BI gives me the ability to go and create my own dashboards.
That is absolutely fantastic. And then Power Apps and Flow.
So I'm going to talk briefly about Power Apps and Flow because they're still in beta, but what it is it's the evolution of a couple of things inside of our Microsoft stable.
Right.
Power Apps is the ability to go and create an application for mobile devices inside of your business without that long, tedious development cycle.
Wow.
But specifically for certain things inside of our stack. So you might want to connect back to a SharePoint list to take feedback or data around something. Instead of sending to a SharePoint list that's cumbersome and difficult to manage, you're going to go and create a quick Power App, publish it to the mobile device, and they'd be able to interact with that list quite simply, or an Excel spreadsheet, or whatever it is. So it's about that kind of app development internally around creation and taking in of content and information. And then Flow, very simply put, is an if this, then that engine.
Right.
Which simply means if this happens, then do something else, and then do something else. A great case of this, because what's really powerful about Flow is not just Microsoft technologies.
Yeah.
It's connected to a whole myriad of different services. Things like Twitter and Twilio and Box and Salesforce and all these wonderful things, which means with that engine, I can say if a new tweet comes in with a certain hashtag or whatever it is and it's been retweeted three times, maybe I need to take that information, go and create an entry into CRM because it's an opportunity I need to go manage, then email somebody else and then create a list somewhere inside of SharePoint. So it does all of that kind of automatic flow scenario, but not for the whole business, just for me. So if I wanted to empower me to go and create my own flows, I can go and do that.
I'm stunned. That's why I'm quiet. That is absolutely fabulous. I wanted to just ask you one question on the Power App. So for Power App, let's take this morning I was doing a survey for research we're going to conduct. So are you saying that I could, if I had the suite, internally create a little Power App of the people who I have in the field having to do the data collection to do this via the Power App?
Absolutely. So what would go in the background, you might go and create a SharePoint list that all the data is going to live in.
Yes.
Then you would go and create this Power App, connect it to that list and publish it to all those mobile workers' phones so that when they're collecting all the data, they're simply on their phone, typing it away, and it would automatically write back to that services. It's even empowered enough to say, if I don't have connectivity when I'm doing that, store the information on the phone and then write it back the next time I have connectivity.
Now that is really good news. For those SMEs in the consulting industry, I know that data gathering tools are very expensive and hectic to actually just set up. So this is a very interesting part of Office 365 that we can consider. And then lastly, the store.
So like any good opportunity at the moment, we wanted to make sure that both our customers and our partners had an opportunity to engage with other customers and partners in the ecosystem. And so we created the store. We've created some applications in there. We've published them to them, things like workflows and timesheets and all that wonderful stuff.
Right.
But there's nothing stopping an SME out there going to develop their own Office add-in, like an Outlook add-in or an Excel add-in or something else or a workflow or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And publish it to that SharePoint store that's included in Office 365 and monetize that opportunity.
Wow.
So you can sell it as a per user cost, you can give it away for free. All of that engagement model is already built into the store, which gives a great opportunity for SMEs to find a new go-to-market revenue stream for them to say, all right, well, we have this IP, let's go perhaps package that, publish it to the SharePoint store and see what happens.
That's fantastic. So even your access to markets issue, Damien has just addressed that, there's an opportunity for access to markets. Okay, Damien, I get you. Fantastic. It's not just Office in the Cloud.
It's not. It's a whole lot more than Office in the Cloud, so that's good.
You have a couple of don't forgets.
Yes, I do have two don't forgets. The first don't forget I'm going to talk around is the first squiggly line talking to the S in the corner.
Yes.
And that squiggly line is our Skype for Business infrastructure. Yeah. You mentioned Skype right in the beginning of the conversation around instant messaging and all that wonderful stuff. Well, this is the business version of that.
Right.
It's the secure platform. It's the one that integrates into the email and the calendaring to bring through things like presence, free, available, busy, all that wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
But most importantly, it's just more than I am in presence. It's also one-on-one voice, one-on-one video, multi-party conferencing. We can have up to 250 people in one call at the same time, sharing their screens, switching on their videos, does whiteboarding, it does polls, it does all of that wonderful stuff. One engine and one tool to do that entire ecosystem. And coming down the line, I'm even investigating the opportunities to turn that into a fully fledged PBX system where you'll be able to make calls from at phone, cell phones and landlines from a single client, either on your mobile phone, your laptop, whatever it might be. That's one simple tool to do all of that. And my next little squiggly line is my atrocious handwriting, but essentially lands the point that everything we've spoken about to this point is all based in the web browser. All of that can be done on any device as long as it has internet connectivity and in a web browser. But the real experience still comes from our desktop applications. And they're included in our Office 365 suite. But the difference is, we move from those wonderful 25-digit keys that we have into a username and password that we mentioned at the very beginning, which says, hey, here's your username and password. Go manage your own Office experience, which that means I'm now empowering Office on multiple devices. With that one subscription, I can run 5 PCs or Macs, 5 mobile phones, and 5 tablets.
So 15 in total?
15 devices. Wow. If you do have 15 devices, you might have a small problem. But, I mean, if you wanted to, you could run a copy of Office, Word, Excel, and PowerPoint across all your devices so we can ensure that you have the best experience across all of those.
Okay. It is fantastic. SMEs, I really would encourage you to go to the resources that Damien will share next. Damien, you've got 3 resource areas we can go.
I do. So the first resource area I'm going to call out is office.com/business.
Yes.
And those are the suites that we specifically created to go and speak to SMEs around what capabilities are you looking for and what functions do you need.
Right.
They're all listed there. You can go have a look and you can click on different languages. It's all available in the different wonderful things.
Right.
The next one is our CIE experience, which is microsoftcie.com. And what that is that's a customer immersion experience where you can log on and you can watch someone in the US or the UK or wherever they are at that point in time deliver what we call a day in the life of someone who's using Microsoft from day to end.
Okay.
So that's the ability to do Skype and CRM and Outlook and just some wonderful tips and tricks and see what your business could be looking like. And then the very last one is my Fast Track portal. That Fast Track portal essentially is a platform for our SMEs to go to, register, and start to get some guidance on how to deploy Office 365, how to start working with Office 365. You can attach your partner to that at the same time, and then you can start to plan your deployments and your consumptions and all those wonderful things that we do to make sure that you're not just investing in something and it's just one service, but there are all those wonderful services that we talked about. We want to make sure we help customers enable each one of those services as they're going down the line.
Fantastic. And I think that last one's very important. As SMEs, you may not be so familiar with how to deploy, et cetera, et cetera. Go to fasttrack.office.com. I think, in fact, Damien, I'm eager to get onto that this evening myself to understand what that's about, because very often we get stuck, but this will help us in a great way. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. SMEs, make sure there are 2 other recordings with Damien that you can go check out. There's some tips and tricks and tools. And then those SMEs who are in startup versus scale up, how Office 365 can help you. Until next time, thank you, Damien.
Thank you very
Cheers.
Much.
Cheers. Goodbye. Bye-bye.